so bad because
she just had permission so long.
She was taken completely by surprise. Mm-hmm. And of course, to have brought down and then say, here's what I want, well, of course, I'd like to take you afterwards. The only way she's going to get some of these things is maybe sit around and then one says, oh, I remember this. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Then you kind of get the memories rolling, but just to stand there and ask her questions.
Well, once she got the permission, she was much better.
Well, then she didn't have the permission to give a note to her mother, see? And yet, here with the big bully standing over her, and she just kind of had to say something, otherwise she'd probably put her nose into the microphone. And that wasn't her father, either.
Well, I didn't lick it off the grass.
I hope you didn't get it from your mother.
No, I didn't get it. And all the time he was trying to run down the recorder and run down the book hall. So finally when I went out to see Mary Superior, I said that Papa's helped me write the book. And she was very interested.
Well, I thought it was rather cute. Rosemary there was, she said, Papa finally wound up by writing the foreword. Oh, of course she has a convent, she's a novice, she's under restraint, she's afraid to breathe without permission. Although the good mother brought us in some real tea with a half a dozen tea balls in it. And some first-class homemade donuts.
Thanks,
yeah. Such lovely china, you know. Mother, runs in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a delightful person.
And then
of course, Mother St. Anne brought the tea stuff in.
Did she?
Yeah. Of course, it's very difficult to ask the question, how's your wife or how's your mother? Well, of course, you could kind of make a real story and say that she's out on skates or something like that. Just how to tell them, you know. If you say she's not too well, oh, is that so? So you get into a little discussion. It's better to say she's doing very nicely. I can have her up by Christmas. Which, of course, as St. Anne says, you mean to say that all that time's gone by since I was St. John's? Why, she said that since like yesterday, St. Anne. I said, well, you know, last time I saw you, when we rode up at St. John from Seahawk, goodness gracious, she said, that's why yesterday, that was more than 6 months ago. Or just about 6 months, I guess. Today's the 25th. Well, just about the 25th of August. No, it was more than it was before that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, she seems a little older now. I mean, she seems a little more mature and more quiet.
Oh, yes, my sir.
Who?
Rosie.
Convent life has quieted her down a lot.
Yeah. Oh, sure. But the contrast, of course, is when she came in with Therese that day, you know, in the presence of her companion, who was a reverend mother.
Yeah.
That was
the
impressive thing. No outbursts of giggles or anything like that.
Oh,
no, that's
what?
I'm going to lift you up a little bit.
Oh, Bob.
Only a little light. Oh, we don't ever go.
She won't be able to eat her supper trying to think about it now.
First, second, third. My first recollection was when Anne was born and Daddy took us to the hospital to see her. Know that one. Climbed in the window.
Well, see, as you can tell, she then finally got the point that she could hold it quietly.
Oh, yeah.
Or she could turn it off. And then they'd have the little preliminary discussion. And then, of course, she'd ask the question, turn it on, and then she'd give the answer. Well, of course, some of those were a little stupid. You can see that, you know. To gather the perfectly natural. Some of those were super outbursts and quite natural.
Well,
Dick just ran off the conversation that took place with Rosemary out there. Her tones are excellent.
Yeah.
And of course, they have a few ejaculations by their father who was sitting in.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll eat and I'm going to put this away then.
Oh.
Now, today is the 26th of February. Today's the 26th of February, and I'm asking Mary a few questions about Mother. What's your first memory of Mother?
My first memory of Mother, I would say, was the time of Anne's birth, and Dad took us down to
St. Agnes's Hospital, I think, to see her and to see the baby. And it was Christmas Day that we went down, so we went through a window because we weren't allowed in the hospital, and Daddy put some kind of a slide up to the window so we could walk up the slide and in through the window. Mother was on the first floor in the back. However, we were caught before the end of the performance and all put out of the hospital. That was the first time, I would say it was my first remembrance of Mother.
How old were you then? Roughly.
What the hell? I was about 7 or 8, I guess. I'm not sure. I must have been about 8 because it was probably in second grade.
Do you have any memories of Mother helping you in time of sickness?
Yes, when I was in about 5th or 6th grade, one time Mother was going on a visit to see you, Father Dick, and I had become very sick a couple days before, and it was my turn to go to see you. And I developed pneumonia, and because of that, Mother wasn't able to go on the trip and stayed home to take care of me. And other times, and later when I was in 8th grade, she went daily with me to the doctors every week and took me out of school and took care of us. And later on in high school, why, she was always at our side for any sort of illness, and one that I had in particular was swollen glands, and kept Mother at constant attention.
Any other special memories of Mother's influence on your life?
I can definitely remember Mother at First Holy Communion time, and Grandmother, and the reverence that she taught us to have for the Blessed Sacrament, and I think that's where our reverence began. At that time, when I was about 7, we made a retreat, the night before First Communion, we were privileged to sleep with Mother, and she spent the night